Manhunt. The clue of the Melody murders that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
Play me that strain again, will you, Jim? That last one. Just play it slow and tempo.
Oh, this one here?
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, hold it. I think I got it.
Yeah?
Who cares if I sigh or cry? No one now, for I've lost my guy.
Yeah, try it with a tune, huh?
Okay.
Who cares if I sigh or cry? No one now, for I've lost my guy.
That's it.
Yeah, sounds good. You know, I kind of like this tune.
Oh, bragging, huh?
Stop it. You know I didn't write it. Bought it for $25, just like I did the others. I think this is the best of the lot, though.
Yeah, it will be if we ever get it finished. Remember, though, the last tune in a musical comedy score is always the toughest one to do. Well, come on, let's get to work.
Yeah, I'll play you the next phrase, huh? Hey, what are you doing here?
Now look, now, don't be foolish. Put that gun down. We're going to see you right after we got it finished, honest.
Manhunt and the Melody Murders.
Hey, Drew, you busy?
Oh, hello, Bill. Oh, not too busy. Just working out a formula for a new fingerprint powder. Why, what's up?
The murder of those two songwriters yesterday. I need help on it.
Oh, what's the whole story, though?
A songwriting team, Roy Aldridge and Jim Benson. They were shot.
Uh-huh.
They were just finishing the score for a new musical comedy when somebody finished them. Only there isn't a sign of who did it. These two guys came to town about a year ago with a trunk full of songs. And nobody knows anything about them to this day, except that they made a pile of dough.
Aldridge and Benson, eh? I've heard of them.
Yeah, but who would want to kill them? No dames in their life, no money troubles, no enemies, no nothing. Mm. We checked all the angles. None of them fit this case.
I'll take it, Bill. Hello, Drew Stevens speaking. Oh, yes, he's here. For you, Bill.
Me? Okay. Hello. Okay, send him in here. Yeah. A guy's outside, says he's got something on the songwriter murders. He's coming in.
Good. Hey, you see, Bill? All you have to do is come in to see me and things start happening on your cases. I'm a lucky charm.
I'll charm you. Look, you can listen to this guy, but don't butt in. I ain't gonna need you now that I got some kind of a lead on this case.
All right, Bill.
Is Sergeant Morton in here?
Yes, come in, please.
I'm Morton. Who are you?
My name is Aldous Tarko. May I sit down, please?
Yes, by all means.
All right, Tarko. What do you know about these murders?
Well, what do you want to know about them?
Who killed Aldridge and Benson, do you know?
Well, nobody killed Aldridge and Benson. They're both alive.
Oh, fine. A crackpot.
What do you mean Aldridge and Benson are still alive, Mr. Tarko?
Well, if they were not alive, they could not still be composing.
If they're not alive, they're decomposing.
Oh.
But they are alive. You see, here, look at these manuscripts. They're mine. But they're Aldridge and Benson's.
They're yours, but they're Aldridge and Benson's. You're nuts, and you're making me crazy, too.
Well, it's very simple. They bought my melodies and changed them a little. But they cheated me. They only paid me a few dollars for each of them.
Oh, so you killed them.
I'm a composer. I write songs. You're a detective. You'll find out if I did.
You'll find Mr. Travis right in that door, Mr. Stevens. After you telephoned him, he said for you to go right in when you come up.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, he's listening to some songs now. Eddie Franks is trying to complete the Aldridge and Benson score for the show Mr. Travis is going to put on. But you go right in, sir.
Thanks, I will. I hope I'm not interrupting.
Oh, hold it, Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm
Ed?
Drew Stevens, Mr. Travers. I spoke to you on the telephone.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Will you excuse us, please, Eddie?
Oh, sure.
Now, what can I do for you, Stevens?
Well, Mr. Travers, are you the producer of the show that Aldridge and Benson were writing?
Yes. I thought the police had their murderer. This fellow Tarkle, didn't he prove that he'd written all the songs that they've been credited with?
Yes, yes, he wrote them all right, but we haven't proved yet that he killed the two songwriters. Maybe you can help us.
Frankly, I can't. I never heard of Tarkle. I bought the score from the boys before it was written. We often do that with hit writers, you know. And it cost me plenty in advance. I had a lot of competition.
From whom, for instance?
From Al Barish, for instance. From a half a dozen other producers. Stevens, I don't know whether you know it or not, but a producer doesn't use all of his own money in putting on a show. But with a score by Aldrich and Benson, why, a producer can get as much money as he needs from outsiders.
Well, that's very interesting.
I hope you aren't considering me as a suspect, Mr. Stevens. The only thing that the deaths of Aldrich and Benson meant to me was that I've got to get somebody in to finish their work. And it won't be as good when it's finished.
I wasn't considering you, Mr. Travers, any more than anyone else. For instance, you might have a motive, you know. I understand that neither Aldridge nor Benson had any relatives. I guess there isn't anybody you have to pay for their music now, is there?
Well, no.
How much would you save by their not being around to collect?
Well, quite a good deal. Al Barish offered the boys 10% of the gross of his show if they'd give him the score. I had to go 15% to get him. On a hit show, that could mean about $250,000 the first year.
Well, that's quite a sum. People have been murdered for less.
Perhaps. But I produce shows, not murders.
Where could I find Barish, Mr. Travers?
This is a theatrical building. His office is next door.
Thank you. I may be back. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Stevens.
I guess you can go back into Mr. Travers' office, Eddie. I'm through in there temporarily.
Okay.
I beg your pardon.
Yes?
I'm looking for Mr. Barish. I'm Drew Stevens, police.
Police? I'm Barish. What do you want with me?
Oh, nothing right now, Mr. Barish. I'm doing some checking. Go on playing the piano, if you like. I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, it's all right. I was just fooling with some chords.
Mr. Barish, I'm investigating the murders of Aldridge and Benson. How much did their murders cost you?
Cost me? It cost me nothing. Those two made their deal with Travers. They didn't cost him anything either. He pays nobody now that they're dead. He's been lucky all his life.
And you?
I'm the kind of a guy who always comes in second.
Well, you've got a lot of company, Barish. I understand you were bidding for the score that the boys were writing.
Sure I was. But Travers went higher than I could. I came in second, remember?
Well, I won't bother you any longer, Mr. Barish. I'll be seeing you.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Or something. Depending on what happens at midnight tonight. I tell you, Bill, it's the only way to find out whether either Barish or Travers fired the shots that killed the two writers.
Barish or Travers? How about Tarkle? He practically dared me to pin the murders on him.
Maybe he's the murderer, Bill. But Travers had a motive, too. I found out this afternoon that Barish was double-crossed by Benson and Aldrich.
Yeah?
Well, I planted the idea in Barish's mind of something happening at midnight. My plan doesn't work. We try the same thing on Travers.
It sounds screwy. I got something to tell you that sounds screwier.
Yeah, what, Bill?
I'll do it.
Who's there? Who's at the window? Answer me or I'll fire.
Go ahead and shoot.
All right, smart.
Okay, Bill, break down the door.
What's the word?
Hold it, Mr. Barish. Sorry, I had to scare you if I did. I'm Drew Stevens, remember me? Put on a light, will you?
Oh, of course, but Mr. Stevens, what's this all about?
Okay, hold it, Barish. That's what your name is. I'll take that gun.
You want this gun? Certainly, in just a second.
What are you jamming that nail file in the barrel for? Hey, stop that.
That's too late, Bill. Mr. Barish is very clever. He doesn't want that gun to be examined.
You can have it now.
You don't think it'll do us any good now, do you? You think you've destroyed the markings inside the barrel of the gun so that when we fire it down at headquarters, the bullets will not be the same as the ones we took out of the bodies of Aldridge and Benson.
Is that why I did it?
Yes. But there's a very nice bullet right in this wall in back of me where you fired at me and missed when I opened the window. I've got a hunch that bullet will have the same markings as the ones in the songwriters' bodies. And if it does, you won't come in second anymore, Mr. Barish. You'll be in the first row in the first seat, right in the death house.
That sure was a cute trick, making Barish fire at you, Drew. And the bullets checked, we got our confession.
But why
did he kill those two songwriters? What's the matter? Did he hate music?
No, Bill. But you see, Barish had promoted a lot of money for a new show on the strength of having an Aldridge and Benson score for it.
Yeah.
I found that out from the editor of a theatrical paper. Only he spent the money or gambled it away. Well, then when Travers overbid him for the team's music, his back was up against the wall. He faced 20 years in jail for grand larceny. But he had to get even on Aldridge and Benson for putting him in a spot like that, so he killed them.
Nice guy. Hey, but supposing it wasn't Barish who killed the two songwriters. I took some chance taking your word for the whole thing and breaking in that door of his bedroom.
Oh, yes, you sure did, Bill. But supposing Barish hadn't missed when he shot at me, I took a little chance myself.